This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
With the 16th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Zach Martin, guard, Notre Dame.
So instead of bringing in somebody that could potentially supplant Tony Romo, they bring in somebody to make sure nobody plants Tony Romo.
One of those boring but brilliant selections, and I think we all remember where we were. Good morning, Metroplex. We are your home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, with the news that Zach Martin yesterday making it known he is finally stepping away at the age of 34, 9 Pro Bowls, 7 All-Pros, member of the All-2010s Decade Team, and a guy who's covered him the entire time. Joining us, our good buddy, Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, Nick. How have you been, brother?
I'm doing great, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty well. Where were you and what were you thinking in that moment when the announcement was made that it was Martin over Manziel?
I can't remember exactly like where my office was at that time or where I was located, but I know I was thinking, thank the Lord, because nobody here wanted anything. Well, I say nobody. I guess the Texas A&M fans that like Johnny Manziel and appreciate what he did would have been excited, but I mean, I know I didn't want that, and I thought they had a quarterback. You know, that's my thing. When you have a quarterback already, why draft one in the first round? So that was kind of my thought there. But you know, if I remember correctly, they had four defensive players that they really wanted, and they all got wiped out. So that's where they kind of landed was with Zach Martin. But as long as it wasn't Johnny, I was fine with that.
How are you summarizing his career?
Well, you know, he's the second best offensive lineman in the Cowboys history. As far as, and I hate saying it like that, you know, on a day like this where we're talking about it. But I mean, if you're a little bit behind Larry Allen, I think that's okay. I think Larry Allen's the greatest guard of all time. Zach Martin, I think, is just right there. I mean, this might be one of those rare cases when you say 1A, 1B. Because he's right there. They didn't have the same success, obviously, as Larry's team, and he didn't bench press 700 pounds in the offseason and all that. But I think as far as being, you know, at the elite player and top of his game from day one, that's something that not many players have ever done. Has come in the door on day one and been as dominant as he has. That stat that he has, as many holding penalties as all pros, it's just ridiculous. Seven each. That's the defining moment, and that's why I think whoever stands up and gives the speech for him for the Hall of Fame, it should be really quick. You know, hey, Zach Martin, seven. See you later.
Do you trust the Hall of Fame voters though?
No, I don't. I think there needs to be a big change right now in what's going on, and you know, and it's really not a disrespect with the people that I know that are on it, but I just, you know, the Cowboys voters are not even covering the team right now, so I just think it, and I don't know how that goes on around the league, but I do think that they need to add some more voters, some different voters, some younger. Maybe younger players. I mean, I just think it should be a big difference in what they're doing right now. But you know, and I don't understand why if they're so backlogged in players that need to get in, why are we only putting in four this year? So that's not why you brought me on. But now I'm turning it into a Woodson rant.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 The Fan. Nick, so he makes this decision to retire yesterday. Do you think that was a case of the Cowboys weren't going to bring him back and maybe he felt like, all right, if I'm not going to play for Dallas, I don't want to play? Or do you think it was the injuries have piled up too much? Do you think if Dallas were willing to bring him back and start him that he would have given it another year?
I do think so. I think so. I think this is a case where he's really good friends and has been since he got here with Travis Frederick. Travis Frederick, I think, has helped him understand, hey, you got to get out before it gets you. And I think his injuries have piled up more than we know because he didn't miss a ton of games. He did this year, but I think his ankles are really bad, both of them. And I think it's just a point where he's like, I've got to make this move. I don't know exactly the whole, you know, details of the Cowboys of what they're doing and what the contract and what they wanted him to do. But I think, you know, remember just a couple years ago when he set out at training camp and they structured the deal to be set up this way where it was basically going to be two years, that season and then this past one.
Nick, what was he like behind the scenes?
You know, he was just like, I mean, he's the kind of guy you would just want to sit and drink a beer with. I mean, yeah. He's just cool. He's a cool guy. And he understood. I think when he first got here, he was like, okay, he was the third offensive lineman in 4 years to be drafted. With Tyron and then Zach, Travis Frederick and then him. And so, you know, he wasn't really that outspoken, didn't have to be because, you know, none of the linemen were talking much. So he kind of got to, you know, sit back and not be the vocal leader so much. But as time moved on and definitely when Frederick left the team, you know, he kind of adopted that role as the leader. And I'll never forget when he first got here, it was kind of weird. He was the guy we were trying out something new with it was like just regular glasses with a camera on them, you know, like Clark Kent looking glasses with a camera. And he walked around his first day and it was like, oh, okay, cool. Our first round pick. And now that I know him, I just think how weird that is, how cringy it is because like Zach Martin, he would have been like, I'm not doing this crap. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was just funny. We didn't know much about him and his personality and all that. But, I mean, he's you know, I hate saying the GOAT all the time, but he really is. I mean, he really – him and Larry Allen, I mean, I can't believe how it's already over. You know, that's just – I'm just – I don't even know what to say because I owe him a handshake, I'll tell you this. Because the other when he was standing at his locker at the end of the season, everyone went up to him, started shaking his hand, and he had said he hadn't made this decision yet. So he put his hand out, and I said, "No, I'm not shaking you. I'm not doing this." He goes, "No, not till you make a decision. When what are we doing here?" Well, now he's made a decision, so now I owe him a handshake at some point.
You take him one in the first round now because of this. But does this change your draft strategy?
Yeah, I was already there. Like I was already with, but that was one of those spots where I would look to take that. I just think you get great value when you're taking a guard.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slash tackle. Depends on, you know, what it is. And I think what I loved about that pick was that they didn't waste any time, like I think a lot of players you've seen over the years, where they're so big and strong, they're 6'5", 330, they have to be tackle, right? If we're taking them top five, they have to be a tackle. And turns out, they're really more of a guard. You just had to get to that second contract to get that. I think the Becton from the Eagles is a good example of that. Leonard Davis way back in the day, Robert Gallery. Sometimes you draft these guys, but really, they are guards. And I love the fact that the Cowboys were like, he's a guard. And he even said that himself. I remember him saying, I'm a right guard. Yeah, I'll play tackle if you need me to, but I'm a guard. And so does it change my thing? No, I would look there anyways. I mean, I think they have to build that offensive line even more. And you get me a top, you know, top 10, top 15 type player that can play guard or even tackle. I think your running backs get better, your receivers and quarterbacks get better. So I'm okay with building that offensive line even more.
Nick, you mentioned this earlier that, you know, Travis Frederick was kind of the leader of the offensive line group, and they've gone through different changes over the years like that. And it really is critical to have somebody who's kind of the elder statesman of that group. Is that Tyler Smith now? Is he the leader of that group? Is that who everybody's going to kind of turn to as the voice of their unit?
Yeah, I guess 25-year-old, you know, Tyler Smith. I think that's about his age, if that. I mean, he may not even be that old. But yeah, I mean, he would be the guy. He's what?
23.
That's right, because he was. We looked that up. There's only three players ever, offensive linemen under the age of 24 that have made two Pro Bowls, and so he was pretty happy about that. But he's a mature guy, but really smart. Like he would be the guy. Now I don't know how much of the ass kicker, I guess he would be in the room, you know, holding guys accountable. I think he would be. I've seen former players try to mess with him, and he doesn't handle that very well. So. I don't know, Bobby, if you know that story, but
I do.
I'm just saying, don't mess with him. And I think he is a leader. I think he could be that guy, but I do think you need more. I mean, you need more players that are playing the way he does, and you don't have that on the offensive line right now.
Are you going to Indianapolis?
I am. I'll be there. I'm going on Wednesday. I'm not going that full week, but I'll be there like Wednesday through Friday.
All right. Does it match the hype of what Bobby has been selling to us as we are arriving that same day?
I don't know what he's been selling.
I just say it's the. I think it's the most unique experience you can have covering the NFL and the proximity that you are to people and the things you hear, and it's completely valuable.
Yeah, what I always say about the combine is it lets you know how big that the NFL is. Because, yeah, I mean, if you've gone to the Super Bowl, which I've been once, you know, because it was at the stadium. But I'm just saying, you know, I haven't gone any other time. But I mean, if you've seen playoff games and seen that kind of stuff. But when you see the combine and you realize we're still, like, what, 6 months away from playing football, but you see how big of an event it is, you're like, wow, this is unbelievable that they're putting on things like this. And we're still, it's not even close to sniffing football, but that's just how big the NFL is. Unique is the best word. There's nothing, there's nothing like it. And I haven't been in a few years. I haven't been since McCarthy's first year. So I'm excited to get back there and see what's going on.
How many hours will – I don't care about all that stuff.
That was COVID.
How many hours will we be spending in a steakhouse or a Steak and Shake?
That's true. I've only been to Steak and Shake like 5 times, and all of it has been in Indianapolis. You'll spend at least once a day between those two things that you mentioned. Yeah, you'll be there. You'll be there, and every day that you're there, it'll be in one or the other.
All right, I'm in. I'm sold. Then Nick Eamon, DallasCowboys.com. Give us your initial impressions of this new coaching staff.
Yeah, I so far I like, they're undefeated, so everyone loves that. They haven't lost any games, but what I witnessed the other day and the stuff that they said, I'm on board with that. But I do think that all of those coaches sound that way. Eberflus, I've known him before, when he was here, and he seems like he's ready to go. He seems a little bit more intense,
yep,
I think, than before. And I got to remember the obviously a humbling experience to get, getting fired like that. And then Hard Knocks. He was a character obviously on there. I think it's more business, more, no nonsense this time around. From what I sense from him, Clayton Adams is impressive. I just like the things that he said. Nobody cares right now. The fans are going to be like, okay, cool, just show me when it counts. And I get it. I'm kind of the same way, but I do like the things that I heard. And, some of the coaches are talking, like, for instance, Derek Foster, the running backs coach, and he says all the right things, but you're like, you don't even know who your running back's going to be. You don't even know who's going to be in the room right now. But that's okay. I mean, that's, it's a mindset, it's a philosophy, and they're teaching, they'll be teaching the scheme to whoever it is, but it's so early in the game that we still haven't figured out who some of the main personnel pieces are going to be for these coaches.
Great stuff, man. Thank you for the perspective. Cannot wait to see you in person next week. You're appreciated.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'll see you guys up there.
Thank you. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, on the retirement of the absolute legend, Zach Martin. Is the Luka trade already a failure? And is Luka already trying to get out of L.A.? We get you ready for the Mavs second half of the season after this.